Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host today for the Haywood County Schools Report. You regular listeners will know that Todd Trantham is also a host of this program, and for today you get me. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Valliere. She's the Executive Director of the Haywood County Schools Foundation, and we're going to talk about sugar plum. And we were talking in program prep here, we don't think we've ever done a program.
I don't remember doing
it. On sugar plum. And it is just a fantastic foundation-sponsored activity. So welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you being on. We're going to come on again sometime in the next week or two or three or four and just do, we're not sure we've ever done a program either, just on the foundation.
Just an overview of what we are and who we are.
Right. We've done lots of the foundation bingo and the foundation scholarships and the foundation awards and the sugar plum.
But not what is the foundation.
So we'll come back and do that. Yeah. So let's start with, just tell people about, the sugar plum. It's give us an overview of how long we've been doing it and sort of what it is.
To tell you the truth, I'm not sure exactly how we got the name sugar plum. And it just kind of maybe just caught on, and we've always just continued.
We probably have to ask Richard Reeves.
Yeah. Continued it for 31 years now. So this is our 31st year doing sugar plum. And it was actually started by Bill Cease, whose wife is a kindergarten
Mary
teacher.
Mary Lee Cease, that's right. I remember Bill doing that.
One Christmas, Mary Lee and he were talking about the needy kids in her class and how they weren't going to have Christmas. And he said, well, there's got to be a way to fix this or to help with this. And so he had the idea, or they had the idea together, to identify the neediest kids or needy children of the youngest kids that we serve, so pre-K, kindergarten, and first graders, and have the community help provide them with Christmas. And that's exactly what we've done for 31 years.
And we've already sort of answered this, but, why would we do this, and maybe why would we do this so long?
Well, number one, it is a need. Sadly, it's a need in our community.
Right.
And the foundation was kind of partnered with Bill Cease and the elementary supervisor for a long time in doing this program, and then decided to go ahead and be the full sponsor and continue it because it is such a good program that fits right in with the foundation's mission of supporting our students.
And I mentioned Richard earlier. Was he one of the early Santas?
He may have been a Santa.
Yeah, I think he was early on. Yeah. Okay, forgive me there, Richard, if you're listening, or Santa, if you're listening. So how do we go about identifying the students that are going to receive support through the sugar plum?
So the students are identified, like I said, it's the pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade students. And each school is assigned a certain number based on how big their school is.
Right.
And they are identified through their social workers and guidance counselors and the parents filling out the proper paperwork, because our county does sign-ups for Christmas assistance. So we look at those sign-ups, or the social workers and counselors look at those sign-ups and determine if they meet the age level requirement and, just what's going on within their family to help.
And that's a whole nother program we could do, but we don't do that by ourselves anymore. Mm-hmm. We used to do that just as a school system, and then this church would do it, and Salvation Army would do it, and Haywood Christian Ministry would do it. And we've sort of joined together as a group of community agencies and individuals help us. So that's a whole other program. Yeah. But just know that assistance is more of a community
effort now.
So we don't miss people and we don't replicate.
So that we can help the most people.
That's right. So one family doesn't get help four times and someone else doesn't get help.
Exactly.
So let's talk about who makes it possible. There are supporters every year that make it possible, and some of those are known entities and groups, and some of them are just individual people.
So once the names are, or the children are identified, then we have a sign-up list or an information list of the student with their sizes and if they want toys, what kind of toys they've asked for. And that comes back to the foundation office, and we get those names together and take the names out to different locations in the community, and community members then buy those kids their Christmas and whatever's on that list and then bring it back to those locations.
Yeah, some people even put a tree up and put like little cards on the trees.
Actually, they all do.
Do they all do that?
They all do.
Okay.
So our three locations for that are United Community Bank, which is on Main Street in Waynesville. They'll have a tree with some names. Champion Credit Unions in Waynesville and in Canton. They both have a tree with some names. And Home Trust in Clyde. They will have a tree with names. Many other individuals and or businesses don't really have the time or the manpower, whatever reason, to go out and shop for these kids. So they will just send a check and say, use this money to shop for those children. And that's exactly what we do.
Well, in true confession, that's what I've done over the last 30 years, most years. When I was younger and single, I may have actually gone out and bought for Bobby Joe or whoever. But, you know, most years what I do is contribute some money so that a shopper with more expertise can do a better job with
so
the child.
What we do is once we collect the names, if there's names left off, then the ladies that work here in our office, this is probably one of their favorite things that they get to do is to go out and shop for those children with that money that has been donated from community sponsors. And it's a good mix. We get a good mix of donations to help, and we get a good mix of community members actually taking the name, shopping, and bringing the things back.
And if there's someone listening to the podcast and they're like me, they want an expert shopper to go out and buy for the child, how would they go about doing that?
You just send a $100 or whatever you wish donation to the foundation, and that's at 1230 North Main Street in Waynesville, 28786, and you just put in the memo Sugar Plum, and it is a tax-deductible contribution, so we want to make sure that you put your returning address so we can get you that tax receipt.
Right. Or if you want to purchase stuff yourself, go by United Community Bank, the Champion Credit Union sites, or Home Trust.
Exactly.
And pick up
you
a card and go buy.
That is actually tax deductible as well.
Yeah.
If you provide me the receipts and a returning address, then I can get you a tax receipt for that.
Okay. So the last thing, and we just have a minute or so left here, which is the most exciting thing. Mm-hmm. Let's just describe that day. It'll about make you cry.
It will. It does make me cry.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Sugar Plum Day.
The kids all come together. So there's 8 elementary schools. So we have probably 100 children, because a total of about 100 children from the county. And remember that they're the pre-K, kindergarten, and first graders. So they are super excited about gifts and Christmas. And they all come together in one location. And Santa Claus comes, and they eat lunch together, and then they get to open their gifts there with their friends and their teachers and principals. And it is so exciting. They are absolutely thrilled every single year.
And I'll tell you what will break your heart. You'll see a child who will get a toy or two, but will also get a coat or a pair of boots.
And they're just as excited.
They're just excited. Sometimes they're hugging the coat
because
it's cold and they need it.
Exactly.
So, it's a great day. I hope you all will tell other people about Sugar Plum and encourage them to go buy Champion Credit Union and Home Trust and United Community Bank.
Right. The names will be, we will deliver the names to those locations on, they'll be available November 21st. You can pick them up anytime after November 21st. And then all the gifts need to be delivered back by December 8th to those same locations.
And we'll run this podcast before then.
Right. But if there's any questions or comments, please just call the foundation office at 828-456-2400 and just ask for Jenny. And we will see what we can do to help.
Okay. Thanks for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you for community for supporting this foundation activity and others. As always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.